I remarried a little less than 3 years ago, and very happily. And my wife has a cabin built by the Cree Indians over in the South Fork of the Teton River. No running water in, but a marvelous place, and we often go there. And there's a chief, an Indian chief named Paranto, a Cree chief who came down from Canada and, with his wife, whom he loved very much. And he had committed some petty offense up there, and maybe a theft or something. And the whites in the town of Shoto teased him and told him that the Mounties were after him. And it frightened him, and he went home to this shack, in this case on the North Fork of the Teton, and heard somebody coming and slipped behind the door with an axe. And when this person entered in the dark, he stepped out and killed his wife by mistake. And so he had to live with this grief for the rest of his life. And he's buried there. He has two names, Albert Paranto, and his tribal name is Big Bear. And we went to visit his stone there in the old Indian cemetery in the Teton area. With Ripley at the grave of Albert Paranto, he is twice blessed, the old one buried here, beneath two names and a plastic bouquet from Shoto. He lived his grief out full from this hill where Crees bury their dead to give them a view. He can study the meadow, the mountains back of mountains, the Teton Canyon winding into stone. I want to say something wrong. Say, this afternoon they are together again, he and the wife he killed by mistake in the dark, and she forgives him. I don't want to admit it's cold alone in the ground and a cold run from Canada with a dog and two bottles of rye. Say he counted stones along the bottom of the Teton, and the stones counted him, one of them. He scrubbed and scrubbed and never could rid his floor of her stain. He smashed his radio and the outside world that came from it, and something like a radio hum went on in him the slow rest of his life. This is the first time I knew his white name. We won't bring him real flowers this afternoon, jammed with the glitter of lupin and harebells. This is the west, and depth is horizontal. We climb for a good view of canyons, and we are never higher than others, never a chief like him. His grave is modern. His anguish goes back, the first tone from struck rock. You and I, we're civilized. We can't weep when it's needed or counts. If you die first, I'll die slow as Big Bear, my pale days thin with age, night after night, the stars callow as children.